Karma means action. The Buddhist tradition tells us that our actions, whether constructive or destructive, generate effects. In one of our weekly meditations with my students, we were reflecting on the negative actions of body, speech, and mind. These actions have a destructive impact in our lives and those around us. And that coincides with many other spiritual traditions, because it has been observed for a long time that these actions do not bring us benefits, they bring us problems. However, it seems that if I tell a little lie, then no one will notice and I will get a benefit. However, karma is there, the natural law of cause and effect. And if you performed an action with a certain intention, with a certain motivation, you will experience a result similar to the cause. We must understand how the law of cause and effect works. Accomplished teachers who can see all interdependence of causes and effects, not only from this life, which we cannot see, but we can understand in our own lives. What they tell us is stop. Stop doing these destructive actions. Negative actions performed with our body, speech, and mind. And begin cultivating constructive actions. Because even if right now you don't immediately experience the result of these positive actions as happiness, because perhaps you are purifying negative karma, if you begin to cultivate these causes at this moment, in the future you will experience them as genuine happiness. Now, the Buddhist tradition goes much further. If you generate a constructive action, such as having an act of generosity with someone, that generates something like good credit, and in the future you may experience someone's generosity, but then you already exhausted that karma. So you have to continue cultivating constructive actions to experience happiness and positive results. However, if you orient your mind towards bodhicitta, this altruistic attitude of awakening, of completely freeing yourself from the causes of suffering, ignorance, attachment, and aversion, is realizing this capacity that your mind has to be completely purified, which is understanding, really knowing yourself and knowing reality. If you direct your mind there, that gives it a lot of strength. And it is said that when you cultivate the aspiration of bodhicitta or the intention to become enlightened, which includes altruism, you're also doing it for the benefit of others. Then, even if you're sleeping, you're generating positive karma, even if you're watching a movie. But the important thing is that your whole mind is oriented in that direction. It doesn't mean that you're not going to enjoy a pleasure or go to the movies or go on a vacation, but it does mean that you're no longer attached to those things and your priority is to be free. It is in developing self-knowledge, in being in the present, not letting yourself go with your thoughts, not continuing to cultivate the causes of suffering. When our mind is distracted, it's generally because we are attached to thoughts, or we have aversion, rejection, and we're engaging with thoughts of hate, revenge, anger, etc., and so on. Or we are distracting ourselves with thoughts of attachment, craving, desire, and we're obsessing over what we are attached to. So meditation helps us keep our mind in the present and not be distracted by those objects and begin to cultivate wisdom, mental calm in the present. From there, start to see how you relate to your environment with things, people, and to the extent possible, make sure your actions are consistent with that idea of awakening for your benefit and of others. And in that awakening, we also refer to the dissolution of the ego, which is this selfish thought of only me and others are not so important. So, little by little, by cultivating actions of generosity, patience, harmonious speech, taking care of our relationships, to that extent, we're also getting used to dissolving that duality towards others. Observing the interdependence we have with other sentient beings and the world around us and our own experience manifests itself as an experience of happiness, joy, harmony in our relationships. When we create separation and division, then we're cultivating the opposite. That is why judging, criticizing, complaining, or creating separation with others goes against creating harmony and happiness. It is easy to do the meditations of loving kindness, equanimity, compassion, but we forget to do them. Remember the 8 worldly concerns: power, money, security, success, etc. We put all our energy there and we forget that happiness is not in this. It seems that if we have more pleasures or more things or more security or money, we're going to have more happiness. But perhaps we end up bitter or with many problems without realizing that we are cultivating these causes by being attached to certain circumstances. So, to the extent that we can free ourselves and live more present and more satisfied with what we already have, we will also begin to cultivate the causes for feeling good wherever we are and with whatever we have. We will be able to experience that genuine happiness that comes from within when we are calm, when we are not distracted by so many obsessive compulsive thoughts. We must understand how the law of cause and effect works and why having constructive actions brings happiness to us and others, and why destructive ones not. It's not that they are intrinsically destructive or constructive, because you can also have an action that may seem destructive. Perhaps you steal food to save someone's life. Well, we also have to consider that the motivation was not self-centered and selfish, but it was to save a life. The most important thing is to be checking our motivation every time we speak, every time we act. Sometimes we hurt others, insult, or defend ourselves. Sometimes you have to stay away from toxic people. However, always returning to that heart of loving kindness, of self-compassion, of compassion and love for others, is what will recenter you. And acknowledge to yourself, I went too far. I'm going to purify this action because it wasn't good. Or think, this was beneficial because my motivation was positive, constructive, and I did it for the good of the greatest number of people. Every time you have a positive action and you say, I'm going to give this from the heart, become aware of it and dedicate it. Don't just leave it there as an action that is already gone. Dedicate this positive action so that the impulse leads you towards more constructive things, towards awakening, towards the happiness of yourself and others. When you receive something that you don't know where it came from, think, I did something right in the past. I'm fortunate that I have this house, this job, this body, or this family. Be grateful for everything and dedicate it like this. May I continue to experience more of these things, and may I use these resources not only for my own good, but for the benefit of others, for the well-being of my community. So there, you're reinvesting it, because by generating that intention, you already generated another action, right? An action of thought. Our intentions and aspirations also generate consequences. So, dedicating our positive actions for our benefit and that of others is cultivating the causes for happiness. Mm-hmm.